From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Digital transformation and sustainability are important factors for achieving the 2025 ASEAN Economic Community or AEC Blueprint target. It was said by Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, at the online 20th ASEAN Economic Community Council or AECC, which he chaired on Monday as quoted by Antara. He further said he fully supported the sustainable attempt for improving the digital skills of the region's micro, small, and medium enterprises or MSMEs through various initiatives. He remarked the collaborations are key for designing policies and regulations to mitigate disruption and maximize the benefits of the digital economy through a collective approach of digital transformation in ASEAN. New antivirus medicines that are currently under development globally are a source of hope to Indonesia in the transition from the pandemic to the endemic phase. It was said by Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin while delivering a press statement that was broadcast live on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He noted that Indonesia can emerge from the pandemic faster if the COVID-19 vaccination program is complemented with the use of antivirus medicines. According to the minister, the government has carried out clinical trials for several medicines that are within the monoclonal antibodies category, such as the bamlanivimab and estesimibab. The Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry has acknowledged limited space in Mina Valley, which would be densely crowded during the annual Hajj ritual, as a challenge to seeking an increase in the national Hajj quota from Saudi Arabia. As quoted by Antara, Director of Overseas Hajj Service at the Directorate General of Hajj and Umrah Management, Subhan Holid in Jakarta on Monday stated, the number of Indonesian pilgrims has been currently capped at 221,000 by the Saudi government. They will congregate with pilgrims from other countries at the 126,000 square meter Mina Valley for several days during the annual Hajj ritual. The U.S. government and the United Nations Children's Fund or UNICEF signed a new 5-year agreement to support Indonesia's response to the immediate risk of the COVID-19 pandemic and its long-term impacts on children. As quoted by Antara, according to a statement issued by the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta on Monday, the U.S. government inked the new 5-year agreement with UNICEF through the United States Agency for International Development or USAID. USAID Indonesia Mission Director Ryan Washburn stated, COVID-19 has changed the life of children in Indonesia, but this pandemic should not deny the children's rights to a healthy future and to realize their full potential. Now we move to the international news. China has denied reports that it tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic missile earlier this year, insisting instead that it was a routine spacecraft check. As reported by BBC.com on Monday, the initial report in the Financial Times newspaper prompted concern in Washington, where U.S. intelligence was reportedly caught by surprise. Hypersonic missiles are much faster and more agile than normal ones, meaning they are more difficult to intercept. On Monday, Foreign Ministry spokesman Chow Lee Chian told a media briefing that a routine test had been carried out in July to verify different types of reusable spacecraft technology. The United Nations has announced a nationwide polio immunization campaign in Afghanistan for the first time in many years. As reported by BBC.com on Monday, Children's Agency UNICEF said they had the full support of the Taliban for the project due to begin in early November. The agency said the Taliban will also allow female staff on the campaign and provide security to the teams. In the past, the militant group have opposed vaccination, falsely claiming it was a Western conspiracy to sterilize Muslims. UNICEF said the house-to-house immunization campaign, beginning on November 8, would aim to reach nearly 10 million Afghan children under the age of 5. We end the news with Russia, which is suspending its permanent mission to NATO in response to the alliance's expulsion of 8 Russians. It was said by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Monday, as quoted by CNN.com. Lavrov said the Kremlin's move, which could come into effect as early as November 1, was a result of NATO's action. Russia is also suspending the activities of the NATO military liaison mission in Moscow, with staff accreditation to be withdrawn on November 1. Well, listener, that was the news.
Presiden Joko Widodo reaffirmed his strong commitment to tackling climate change. This was conveyed by President Joko Widodo when receiving a visit from the Executive Vice President of the European Commission for European Green Policy and Climate, Frans Timmermans, at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday. Quoting the official website of the State Secretariat, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi explained that in the meeting, President Joko Widodo also conveyed the concrete steps that Indonesia has achieved. It is a commitment in dealing with climate change. In the past year, climate change has indeed become one of the issues that has been a serious concern for President Joko Widodo. In various occasions and meetings, he said that Indonesia is truly committed to tackling climate change. At the Climate Change Summit last April, President Joko Widodo affirmed three major points related to the issue of climate change. First, Indonesia is very serious in controlling climate change and urging the world to take concrete action. Second, world leaders must advance green development for a better world. Third, in order to achieve the targets of the Paris Agreement and the following shared agenda, global partnerships must be strengthened. This commitment was also conveyed by President Joko Widodo at the 2021 Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate, or EMF, meeting in mid-September 2021. He remarked that the energy and climate sector emergency situation must be responded to by all countries. This response is realized through joint action on a global scale. Concrete steps have also been taken by Indonesia. One of them is the rehabilitation of mangrove forest. Several mangrove forests are being rehabilitated, such as in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province, and Bali. Indonesia's target until 2024 is expected to be successful in restoring and rehabilitating 600,000 hectares of damaged mangrove forest. The initiative is considered very important. At least, that was highlighted by the special envoy of the President of the United States for Climate Issues, John Kerry. In a YouTube broadcast by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry on Monday, John Kerry said that the action is very important and he is looking forward to the success. Indonesia's commitment to addressing climate change will also be presented at the Conference of Parties, or COP26, in Glasgow, Scotland, on October 31st to November 12, 2021. According to the schedule, President Joko Widodo will attend directly and convey Indonesia's commitment to the net target zero emission 2060 and the opportunity for blue carbon as an emission reduction solution. Strong commitment and real action must be echoed and carried out by the Indonesian people, because Indonesia has an important position to tackle climate change. With more than 17,000 islands owned, the third largest tropical forest in the world, and a population of more than 270 million people, tackling climate change must be a priority for the Indonesian people. Real actions taken every day by all Indonesian citizens to care for and protect the environment will contribute significantly to achieving the target of zero carbon emission by 2060. Changing habits to save water, manage waste, and switch to public transportation are just the little steps every day that Indonesian people can do. Meanwhile, at the government and related stakeholders, there is an allocation in the regional revenue and expenditure budget for handling climate change. The joint efforts of the Indonesian people to overcome climate change will contribute prominently to the global community. I'll start today in history with 19 October 1974, when Niue gains independence from New Zealand. Niue is an island nation in the South Pacific Ocean, dubbed the Rift of Polynesia. Niue gained independence from New Zealand on October 19, 1974. Despite having its own government, Niue is still associated with New Zealand. This means New Zealand's leader is also a head of state of Niue, and most of Niue's diplomatic relations are governed by New Zealand. Niue is located 2,400 kilometers northeast of New Zealand. Moving on to October 19, 1987, when Bintaro tragedy occurred. The Bintaro tragedy was the violent collisions of the two trains in the Bintaro area, South Jakarta, on October 19, 1987. The accident was the worst accident in the history of railways in Indonesia. 139 died and 254 others were seriously injured in the incidents. Investigations later shows that there was negligence by the Sudimara station officers who gave a safe signal for trains from the Rangkas Bitung direction, even though there was no safe statement from Kebayoran station. This was done because the lines at Sudimara station were full. I'll end today in history with October 19, 2005, when Saddam Hussein trial begins. The trial of Saddam Hussein was a trial of the deposed Iraqi President Saddam Hussein by the Iraqi Provisional Government for crimes against humanity during his reign. He was charged with, among other things, the murder of 148 people, torture of women and children, and the illegal detentions of 339 people. Court against Saddam Hussein carried out October 19, 2005 to November 5, 2006. Saddam Hussein was sentenced to death by hanging. He was executed on December 30, 2006.
Next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's exports Gesit motorcycles produced by PT Wika Industry Manufacturer Wima to Senegal. In regard to this, PT Wika held an event for the virtual release on the export of electric motor productions on October 16, 2021. The release of export was also attended by Indonesian Extraordinary Plenipotentiary's Ambassador to Senegal, Dindin Wahyudin, virtually. The inaugural exports of electric motor vehicles produced by PT Wima is a follow-up to the Gesit motorcycles promotion activities carried out by the Indonesian Embassy in Dakar at the Promenade de Tissouas, Thiès, Senegal earlier on June 8, 2021. As quoted on the kemlu.co.id, in his remarks, Ambassador Dindin Wahyudin conveyed that the realization of the first export of Gesit motorcycles to Senegal is expected not only to succeed in the first steps of agile electric motorcycles in the Senegal market, but also to play a major role as a factor in suppressing the realization export agile motorbikes to other regions. In addition, Ambassador Dindin also said that the opportunity for Gesit motor vehicle to enter the West African region is still wide open. For example, in Ivory Coast, the government has announced that it will stop importing fossil fuel motorcycles in the near future. Of course, this policy is an opportunity for Gesit to be introduced earlier to the people in the country. Ambassador Dindin further expressed his appreciation to all parties who have played an important role and supported the successful realization of the export of Gesit motorcycles to Senegal, including PT Wika, PT Wima, and PT LNP. In addition, appreciation was also given to Ndiaye Transport as a pioneer in modern motorcycle taxi services in Thiès City, Senegal, as well as the first Gesit motorcycles user in Senegal. Meanwhile, Director of Operation PT Wika, Rudy Hartono, in his speech also expressed his appreciation to the Indonesian ambassador to Dakar and his staff who have facilitated the realization of the export of Gesit electric motorcycles to Senegal this year. Rudy hopes that this success will encourage Gesit's success in penetrating motorcycle markets in other foreign countries. He perceived that in this first shipment, one container of Gesit motorbikes, including spare parts, will arrive in Senegal at the end of November 2021. The momentum of the arrival of the Gesit motorbikes will later be utilized by the Indonesian Embassy in Dakar at the largest trade show event in Senegal, or FIDAC, early December 2021. This trade exhibition will be attended by not only the Senegalese people, but also potential buyers from other countries, especially West African region. In addition to Gesit's, other superior Indonesian products ranging from aircraft, agricultural equipment to food products will also be promoted at the trade show. Ambassador Dindin stated that the Indonesian Embassy in Dakar is always ready to support and facilitate all Indonesian business actors, especially to enter the market in 8 accredited countries of the Indonesian Embassy in Dakar.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. Today we introduce you to Edan-Edanan Dance, a typical dance of the special region of Yogyakarta. It is one of a series of Javanese traditional wedding processions. The dance is rooted in Punakawan. In the world of wayang or traditional shadow puppet, Punakawan is known as a group of entertainers who can lighten the mood. This dance often appears in Yogyakarta traditional weddings to ward off evil spirits. Generally, this dance is performed by a couple of dancers who wear green kebaya or Indonesian women traditional clothes and gaudy makeup like a clown. In the Kraton or palace environment, the Edan-Edanan dance is a dance tradition performed in the grand bridal procession. This dance is named Edan-Edanan Kagungan Kraton Dance because this dance originally comes from the Kraton. In the wedding procession, dancers will accompany the groom, when he comes out of the night ward to the golden ward. They will bring feather duster and household utensils with the aim of cleaning the isle from evil spirits. Kraton Edan-Edanan dance can only be performed at Kraton weddings. As time goes by, this dance experiences renewal. Dance art study program at the Indonesian Institute of Arts or ISI Yogyakarta through Setia Stuti created a new choreography, which does not go out of the elements of the Edan-Edanan Kagungan Kraton dance. The dance is called Edan-Edanan Nirbaya dance. Nir means rejecting, baya means danger. So this dance is interpreted as a dance that rejects danger either during the wedding procession or after the wedding procession to the marriage life. This dance is performed in pairs, male and female. In the Edan-Edanan Nirbaya dance, every movement contains a philosophy. The dancer's initial movement is cleaning the aisle, which means cleaning up danger. The next movement is spinning, which means that life is always spinning. The spin becomes the starting point for the next life. The use of dance properties such as sticks containing the symbol of a horse, feather duster, and fans have the meaning to ward off something evil. The shawl used by the dancer has a meaning that every flick of the movement is a continuation of life. The closing gesture means that life will continue if the bride and groom can work together. If in the Edan-Edanan Kagungan Kraton dance, the dancers only accompany the grand bride, then in the Edan-Edanan Nirbaya dance, the dancers will dance until the end of the event. Besides warding off misfortune, this dance aims to entertain guests who come in the wedding procession. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Mana ada di
Yes, lalu ada aku. Dia amat manis dan juga baik hati. Dia selalu ada waktu untuk membantuku. Namun aku bingung ketika dia bilang cinta, dan dia juga katakan untuk ingin jadi kekasihku. Cukuplah saja berteman denganku, janganlah kau meminta lebih. Ku tak mungkin mencintaimu. Kita berteman saja, teman tapi mesra. Aku memang suka pada dirimu, namun aku ada yang punya. Lebih baik kita berteman, kita berteman saja, teman tapi mesra. Aku punya teman, teman seperti
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian, a special segment in Voice of Indonesia's program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesia or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Guidance and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Berwisata. Berwisata, which means traveling. Next, I will give an example of a conversation entitled Mesin Pendingin Rusak. Mesin Pendingin Rusak, which means the cooling machines or air conditioning doesn't work. Kevin is in the hotel room. However, the cooling machine or air conditioning in the room doesn't work. Kevin calls the room service to report the problem. Let's listen to their conversation.
Selamat siang, ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Maaf pak, mesin pendingin di kamar saya rusak.
After listening to the conversation, next I will give you the phrases and vocabulary related to today's topic, namely mesin pendingin rusak. Mesin pendingin rusak, which means the cooling machine or the air conditioning doesn't work. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Selamat siang. Selamat siang, which means good afternoon. Maaf pak. Maaf pak, which means sorry pak. Mesin pendingin. Mesin pendingin, which means cooling machine. Kamar, kamar, which means room. Rusak, rusak, which means broken. Ada yang bisa dibantu? Ada yang bisa dibantu? Which means anything I can help. Mesin pendingin di kamar saya rusak. Mesin pendingin di kamar saya rusak, which means the cooling machine in my room is broken. Pemanas air di kamar saya rusak. Pemanas air di kamar saya rusak. Which means the water heater in my room is broken. Permisi. Permisi. Which means excuse me. Saya mau membeli pembersih lantai. Saya mau membeli pembersih lantai. Which means I want to buy some floor cleaner. Baik, sebentar. Baik, sebentar. Which means, okay, just a second. In the conversation, you heard the word pendingin. Pendingin, which means cooler, or a device used for cooling the room. More popular, called as AC or air conditioning. The word pendingin, pendingin, which means cooler, is formed from the word dingin, dingin, which means cold or cool, and is an affix with peng. One of the meanings of the affix peng is a tool used for something. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of a sentence with a root word that gets the affix peng with the meaning of a tool used for. Selamat siang, ada yang bisa dibantu? Selamat siang, ada yang bisa dibantu? Which means, good afternoon, anything I can help? Siang pak, maaf, pemanas air di kamar saya rusak. Siang pak, maaf, pemanas air di kamar saya rusak. Which means, afternoon sir, I'm sorry, the water heater in my room is broken. Permisi, saya mau membeli pembersih lantai. Permisi, saya mau membeli pembersih lantai, which means, excuse me, I want to buy some floor cleaner. Baik, sebentar. Baik, sebentar, which means, okay, just a second. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation one more time.
Selamat siang, ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Maaf pak, mesin pendingin di kamar saya rusak.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic about berwisata, which means traveling. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language or Bahasa Indonesia. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Yeah.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Padi Emas by Pak Ucu. The song Padi Emas tells the story of a person's longing for Bintan, his hometown, which he left to wander. In his lyrics, the island of Bintan in the Riau archipelago is said to have fertile land and is rich in Malay cultural treasure. The song also gives a message to anyone who hears it to uphold their cultural custom and maintain good attitude. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Padi Emas by Pak Ucu. Happy listening!
sana Melayu. Atas izin yang Esa, pati ditanam
listener. Thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.